Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. It feels nice to be back. It's just us again.
I know, and it honestly has been so long. Like, I thought since it's summer break, we were just going to be on here all the time, and it's going to be like five-part series, like all of the things, just you and I being so annoying for all of our listeners. But like, we're not even like talking and hanging out and podcasting all the time. And I'm like, what happened? Like, why is this the busiest season of our lives right now? Like,
it truly is. Yeah. I just told Avro, I'm like, our life is so busy right now with camps. We have kids in two different camps, and they're kind of like not far from each other, but like 20 minutes from each other. And one of them you have to like sit at and like wait for pickup in a line. It's like those schools that I'm like, how do people go and like pick up lines and wait 30 minutes? Here I am at camp. But it's like busier than school. Mm-hmm. But then I told him, I don't know if I would trade it for homework.
So, okay. Yeah.
Like, it's kind of better, but busier.
Yeah. I'm sleeping in a little bit. Like, maybe just, like, maybe an extra day or two. But I'm still, like, having to, like, get up and go do things. And it's, like, we've replaced having a school schedule for, like, entertaining our kids in different ways. And I'm just, like, oh, no. I was, like, is this that thing now that, like, older kids' parents like start complaining about where you're like still doing the shuffle, but just in a different way, like an inconvenient way now. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh man, do I miss school?
I know that I'm trying to think that too.
I'm like, honestly, is it time? Is it August yet? Like, can you guys go back?
I still, so because I have that dog that I watch every day, he comes at 7:20 every day.
Okay, so you're still having like a normal morning routine kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
So now I can just like kind of rest a little bit more, but I still feel like it's chaotic because we're doing soccer too. So it's like going from camp to camp to come home, get dressed for soccer, to go back out and not get home till like 7:30.
Yep. And camps like, are like school hours. So we're like still having to like set an alarm and like get them like, hey, do you have clothes on? Do you have socks? Because today you're going to do this activity.
Lunch.
Yes. Like, and I'm just like, okay, I'm still doing the same amount of work that I am for a school day. Like, it may as well be a school day. So
I'm looking forward to July.
Yeah.
Because July is our no camp. Well, we have camp at the July 28th. So that's like, that's
fine. Yeah. And that'll be like a treat. That's because you guys are doing one of the shorter ones. So it's always nice for the kiddos too.
And they're all in the same camp.
Yes. So that'll actually feel like the break.
Yeah. It's just 1 week. Yeah. So, but in July we're going on a cruise. Yeah. And then we come home. And then surprise, surprise, Jackie's coming.
We're back.
We're back. And then, and we'll probably not podcast, so don't
expect an episode that week, because we never like hold up that like bar for ourselves.
We really need to though, because we actually we're gonna be here at my house, so like we surely can carve an hour out to do a podcast together, right?
But we're just so busy having fun that it just doesn't like, it's like, oh crap, we didn't podcast, oops. Like, every time.
It really is.
Every time we get together.
Every time. So we're setting our expectations low on that we're not going to do one. But
and then just maybe randomly we will, because we've created no expectations.
But I'm excited.
Yeah.
And then we go see my brother. So we have a packed July.
Yeah.
So it's like fun stuff, but like not having to wake up early.
Yeah.
And so it'll be good.
No.
I mean, I still have to get my dog in the morning. I've been just getting him on days I can, getting him and then like going back to sleep. But how are you? Because I really haven't talked to you.
No, I'm good. It's honestly, it's just been busy. Like we always say, we had taken a little trip to San Diego to like just family time, like a normal trip. This wasn't a negative trip. And that was actually like super duper fun. We got to see different things and like take the boys to some cool stuff. And I haven't been to San Diego since I was a kid. So I feel like that was, I got to like experience that all over again. Like it felt new and fresh. And then unfortunately, my grandmother had passed away. So then I went out back to California literally less than 48 hours later to attend her funeral in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So then like not ideal, but you know, that's how life goes. And so like I made it out there, everything worked out. But of course, naturally, like we had no issues with our flight to San Diego or to return home. But then I hit all of the hiccups from my flight out as well as my flight back. So I'm just like, I'm one of those people that like, I have like really good luck for like 9 flights where it's like on time, early, upgrades, all of the things, like where my row ends up being empty, like all this stuff. Then all of a sudden I have then the one that's just like the flight from HE Double Hockey Sticks. And I'm just like, oh, there it is. There's the one I was due for. Like, haven't had one of these in a while. So,
God.
So but I got to stay in a hotel by myself. So I guess that's always like a treat as a mom. Like,
was it on the airline?
No, unfortunately not, because this was a weather grounding. So that's like out of everybody's control. It's like, you know, one of those things where they can like get the fine print of like, has nothing to do with the airline, you're SOL. So I got a hotel, but it's okay. I made it out there. I did that cool thing where you wear your funeral outfit on the airplane and Uber straight to the funeral home. So like it was not ideal, but I made it. So like that's all I could really ask for in that type of situation. But now I'm just like, dang, like last minute flights when you're trying to book for like the cheapest thing, like these are the times when I'm like, that was a bad idea. Like, should I have forked up the extra money for like the overpriced like nonstop flight? And I'm just like, ugh. Mm-hmm. So like,
I know the like airline industry just needs to be overhauled. Yep. And I know there's some, I want to say it's senators, not governors. I could be wrong. I know it's something Senator or Governor Hawley. I'm pretty sure it's Senator Hawley. He's been going to like battle with these airlines. And because the problem is like, there are things like weather and all of that course, kind of stuff that like, whatever, they cannot do anything about it. You know, it is what it is. But there just needs to be like uniformity and like rules and regulations that are not happening right now. And he's like fighting so hard. He's like, you should not be able to overbook your flight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is so wrong. Yeah. Like, you should not be overbooking your flight. Yeah. And they all do it now. Yeah. I understand there's no shows, but that's when the no shows you can just go down the list.
Yes.
Why are you overbooking it? Expecting, because sometimes every person shows up.
Yes. And also there's always like the standby people like me, right? So then you're trying to run to like the next flight that you can get on. Then I hope that they recognize those no shows. And then they're like, boom, like we haven't overbooked. Exactly. So we're going to go ahead and let these 23 people on who are also trying to get on this flight. So I'm like, you're always going to have seats filled. You're always going to get your money. Like the tickets already paid for.
And if you don't,
like they're going to get their money from
us. It's
the
part of the business.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just like,
ugh. Yeah, it's, so they need to correct on that. And then apparently they found out based on age, gender, where your location is, they will charge you a different amount for your bag.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? And your ticket actually. And they're like, that should be illegal. Like it should just be, I understand popular dates, all that kind of stuff.
Of course. Yes. Like a weekend versus a Wednesday.
Right.
I get that.
Right. Yeah. But the two people buying at the same exact time should have the same exact price. It shouldn't matter
about what
their ages,
gender. What do you think about kids versus grown-ups, though? Do you think there should be a price difference with a child versus a grown-up? I know this is a popular one that people are like, why does a three-year-old cost the same as us?
Because you're taking up the seat.
I get that. But I also think about, too, like, they technically never have bags. I feel like usually a three-year-old stuff is shoved in with mom and dad's suitcase. And I also think
they're... Yeah, but it's about their fuel and stuff.
Yeah, but their weight... I'm going to be one of those people too. The weight thing is an interesting argument nowadays that you see a lot of, where people are like, if they're like rolling into the second seat, should they pay more compared to maybe that three-year-old who's barely using, I mean, I get they're still using a seat, they're still using a seatbelt, the fuel is still being used to fly the destination. But I'm like, everything else is always cheaper for kids. Kids to go to Disneyland, they're still using the same stuff as well. So I'm like, those are the ones that I'm just like, ooh, interesting argument. Like, should we have a price difference on plane tickets for...
I mean, I think they're fair. I personally have no problem with it. They're taking up taking up a spot. Yep. They also let you do lap up to a certain age and don't make you pay at all.
Yeah.
So I think they do give you some leniency in that. And then also some people end up doing lap seat, and then when there's available seat, they just put their kid in the seat. So
of course. Yeah.
But I have more of the problem that fat people get two seats for free.
Is it for free? That's what I've always been so curious about, because then you see the social media
for
videos.
Some airlines, it's just straight up free.
Because then I see the ones where then like the ones that go viral are usually someone who's overweight and then they need the two seats because the armrest is now up. They need the seatbelt extender. They feel very victimized. And then they're like, they're charging me for the second seat. And I'm like, so now like I'm curious, like, so do you think that there's instances then where like that individual's not getting charged for the second seat and the airline hands
it to
them?
Yeah, there's a lot of... Yes.
Or what do? Do they move the person who's in that seat, or do they just put them in a row that has two seats?
They put them in a row.
Oh, my gosh. That's not fair. See, we should get a discount. Like, we should get the kids' discount now. Like,
see, I think
we're barely using a seat.
Right. I think that's more unfair than the kids.
And also,
because the kids are taking up a seat, whatever.
Yeah,
they
get the snacks. Of course, yeah.
They get the
fuel is still being used to get to the destination. Yeah. So, but I think the other one that I'm curious about too is a weight distribution. So that's a big thing on the plane, right? So they, you know how they like fill a plane up front to back, like the back always has maybe like two rows that are empty. And then they say like, hey, we can go ahead and let two people go back here because it's not going to mess with the weight. So I'm like, now... when you have someone who's very overweight, like they should be charged fairly for that second seat because now they are throwing off the weight distribution. I mean, technically, if we're going to get down to like the black and white of it, like there is a weight distribution change occurring here if this heavier individual boards the plane compared to when the three-year-old gets in their seat. So I'm just like, if we're going to charge a three-year-old and they weigh nearly a fraction...
Listen, all of then, it is, it's all a scam.
Yeah.
The whole airline industry. That's why it needs to be like just revamped.
It does. Yeah.
At the end of the day, like the fact that they charge you, you know, $90 because you're 2 pounds over, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll blame it on that it's the weight of the airplane.
Yes. Like the weight distribution.
You guys do not weigh every passenger.
Yes.
Like it's not.
Until we do that, then I don't think we can start talking about that.
No.
And also they make you move that 2 pounds from now your like, you know, your checked luggage to shove it in your backpack. So the 2 pounds is still coming on board with me. So the plane's not crashing. Like it's still coming on the plane.
Well, that's what I'm saying, it's all a scam.
Yeah. Yep.
It's all a scam. It's just to make money. Yep. And that's why like I am so here for this guy. Fighting for like he goes to battle with them and they're like we do that and he's like that's wrong and they're like and they have nothing to say because they know they're wrong. The second it's coming out of their mouth they're like
like the Spirit Airlines situation, the one that like kind of went viral recently too. And then also what I love too, this is pretty cool, I love seeing the gate agents who just go savage as soon as they see someone come with like carry-on personal item plus additional personal item and they try to like come on with our like oversized camping backpack with a expanded carry-on suitcase plus like the purse and the like not even talking about diaper bags or medical device bags because I know those don't count, but just like then they come with the 50 things and they think that like they're gonna be okay and then the gate agent stops them and I'm just like yes, like I'm here for that. Like make them like consolidate all their crap because they're the type of people also that shove all their stuff in the overhead bin. And then the people who have their one like roller bag can now no longer use the overhead bins.
Yes. There's the battle of, so that's another thing this guy touched on is he's like, you have hired now people to terrorize people about their luggage because what they do is they actually make $20 a pop for a bag. Yep. So he's like, okay,
that's
it's
the
okay
one that
to have
was
people
Spirit,
that
that's what they were doing. Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay to have regulations and have agents say like, hey, this is, you know, out of our policy, whatever. But like, he's like, for you to make money, that's where people will just constantly terrorize people because now they're getting a paycheck for it.
And I get it. Like Spirit, they do a nickel and dime you. So I'm like, when Spirit did that, I was like, it's them. Like that airline would definitely be the, if like you were to ask me like, hey, which airline do you think did this? I'd be like, of course it was Spirit. Like they nickel and dime everything, but like obviously not cool. Like, but as an employee, like they're like, yeah, I love it. An opportunity to make $20 on each passenger, make them check their like where you put it in that thing, that little cubby to make sure it actually fits. So I'm just like, but also people should just follow the rules. Like, don't try to come on the plane with 5 personal items and then this wouldn't be a thing. Like, if you came with just your one bag, then you wouldn't have to pay the 20. You wouldn't have to pay an oversized baggage fee. You wouldn't have to pay, you know, the carry-on fee. You would just get on the plane and be perfectly fine. Like,
yeah. I mean, the problem is that you're always going to have people that break rules.
Yes.
No matter what. But I think more people are trying to break the rules right now because it's so ridiculous that they're making you pay whatever it is, you know, $70 for your carry-on. Yeah. And they're like, excuse me? So it's like, how about you'll lessen people trying to do that if you just make it fair?
Yeah, make it reasonable. And then therefore people will feel more comfortable to do.
More people will. You'll always have rule breakers. You always will.
Yep.
I mean, like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. People nowadays. That's like the thing I recently saw that welcome to today's new world. By the way, isn't the climate of the world so fantastic?
It is
right
so
now?
Fun. Like everything, it's like we're all kind of like, not you and I, but we're like on
edge. Just live our lives.
Yeah, we're just like, what? Like even when I flew to Los Angeles, it was like, oh my gosh, like there's so much stuff going on. Like, why would you fly there? And I'm just like, what? Like, but it doesn't affect me. Like, it has nothing to do with me. So I'm just going to carry on. Like, I can't change the world. I wish I could.
Nope.
But I don't have the power. I'm just one weaselly little person, just a regular soul. So I'm just going to bounce around and do my normal daily thing and not cause disturbance in society. And that's it. That's all I can do.
Treat people nice. That's it.
Like,
that's, you know, like, our world would be a lot better if everyone was just like that and just mind their own business.
Yeah, let's just stay in our lanes. Like, that's, like, can we do that?
That's why I don't even bother watching the news anymore, because it's like, really? No. But I did see on, it wasn't the news, but I saw on social media, and it was a real news source.
You have to clarify that. Angeles, like, we,
it was real. It was not AI. Yeah. That the, apparently, U-turn signs are homophobic.
Mm.
Yeah. And transphobic. Because if you... I really don't understand it, actually. They say that they're in place to U-turn the gay people in the 90s. But, like, they really didn't... Like, what does that mean?
I know. I've never heard of this until we had talked about this. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even know this was a thing. Because I don't know the... What's the affiliation? Like, where does a no U-turn sign have anything to do with...
I have no idea, because U-turn signs, like, existed since, like... You know, cars started becoming popular on the roads. Yep. So, like, you know, the 20s, 30s, whatever, those started to exist.
Yeah.
So, like, I just don't, like, why do we have to be offended as a society by everything?
Like, I don't understand. Like, they have a, I guess, too, they have a real purpose. Like, they were meant to, like, help with complex traffic intersections. So I'm just like, what, when did we turn this into something that was, like, a society problem, like a
problem,
like taking offense by it, like,
like, to me, like, just that, like, if I had to show a clip of, like, what today's culture and climate is to, like, maybe people in the 1950s, or be like, so in 2025 this is what people's thinking,
like, as that poor, like, that, you know, industrial, you know, make construction worker, whoever it is, who's, like, literally screwing the no U-turn sign in, and he's just like, oh, this is gonna be great, there's gonna be, like, way less car accidents in this intersection, like, this will be great, I'm glad we're doing this. And then, like, to tell him, like, look at this video, the sign's gonna be taken down, and he's gonna be like, why, like, no car accidents, like.
And the people that have the time to fight this, and then the commissioners that, like, listen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And do it.
And it's, it is very,
I think that's California, why... though.
I think that this is why, though, people feel okay fighting for dumb things like this, is because, like, people give it attention, and they also... like, bow down to it. They're like, oh, okay, we will remove it. You're offended. Like, how about we stop, like, worrying about what these people's feelings are?
Yeah. No, and I get, so, like, a little bit of context for those of you, like, the listeners who don't know. So there are apparently two different signs that they're going after now, the no cruising signs and the no U-turn signs, because gay society is, like, something to do with the offense that's happening here. But it's, like, a historic thing. So, like Heather had mentioned, these signs have existed for years. And in this neighborhood, I guess it's called, what is it, West Lakes?
Silver Lakes.
Silver Lakes, yeah. So, apparently, this is, like, in a West Hollywood district where there's bars. And so, there'd be gay bars. And then, you know, this would be an area where then gay couples would cruise, or, like, single gay people would cruise and go and find, like, people to hang out with and stuff. So, like, the no cruising sign, that makes sense, right? Like, we don't want, like, maybe if this is a residential neighborhood, you don't want a bunch of people leaving the bars and walking and driving down your street when you're trying to get sleep at night. Like,
being,
like, that's
creepy
normal.
And cruising.
Yeah, like, I just think,
even
back,
if you're,
to, like,
even if you're straight.
Yeah, no, because even cruising back when we were, like, in our, you know, 20s and like early, you know, late teens or whatever, like, you'd cruise and you would just drive up and down a street looking like, where's the party? Like, where are we going? Like, what's the vibe or whatever? So, like, you wouldn't want that in your neighborhood. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense to not have that. But then I'm like, I still don't understand the no U-turn one though. Like, where does that, is it because we're, like, going up and down the street? Is it literally what it is?
I don't know. I don't know. I think they just want to be offended. I just, and I don't think that's even, like, the average gay person is like, oh,
no,
my God. I think so many know, like, are like, what is that?
No,
like,
I've even never heard of that. Because you're absolutely right. So I went to, because I always want to understand this from, like, a, like, we both do, where it's just like, okay, so why? And we thought that street signs were created to, help, you know, ease chaos on the streets.
Traffic.
So then we're like, okay, but why? So we went and tried to research this and we're like, okay, mm-hmm. you know, the gay bars, sure. You know, people are like loitering and stuff. So, okay, have some signs posted. But Reddit, I love Reddit because it's always like so savage. People. The real people, they, I have found people on here who are like, I'm gay. And I'm like, they're like, even when I'm having oral sex, like, what does the no U-turn sign have anything to do with what I'm doing in my bedroom? And I'm just like, I love that. And then one guy posted, and he's like, is this to say don't turn gay? Like, is that why? Like, that's what Listen. They're trying to, like, say not to do? Like,
it's like I've heard before where they're like, so many of the gay community is like, the what we're seeing on TV yeah. and the these marches and these like protests and stuff like that, they're like the 1% of the gay
yeah
people.
No, and they're like, all like us. They're like what,
like like they're always the 1%. They're like, I don't want drag shows yeah. I don't want like can I just live my life in peace yeah. like I don't want to have a month. So many of them yeah. are like, I don't want to have a month, I don't want to have a march, I don't want to have a like, I don't want to have a flag. I just want to like live
they
my life.
They want to be just like a normal, like, I don't want to say normal, yeah. like a straight couple where like we just hang yes. out with our partners. We go to dinner just and just
a normal part
have
of society.
Normal life. Like, they don't yeah. want bumper stickers and all this attention. They want to be, have the same rights and just do the same stuff as us. So then I feel yeah. like it's funny seeing their comments on Reddit when they're also part of us. They're like, okay, like we're not homophobic. Like we're not against gay people, but also like, but what does the U-turn sign have anything to do with? Yeah. I just think that they're, it's so fun to see the community then come together and try to figure this out. And still no one has answers. Even the gay community has no idea.
That's our world though. Yeah. The 1% is very loud.
Yes. You know? Yes. And like you mentioned just a couple minutes ago too, if there's anybody that will stand up and go in their corner, like they'll just go. Like you and I could come up with anything and be like, save the butterflies. And then there would be someone who come up behind us and just be like, mm-hmm. yes, like we stand with Heather and Jackie. We don't even care yeah. about butterflies, but stand with the butterflies. Like, so it would just be yeah. like anything nowadays. Like,
and I think people like that have like a disorder that like they want to just, I don't know if it's they want to be part of a movement mm. or they want to be able to like, you know, there's people that like to argue
yes.
like, or if it's like there are people that like to argue and prevent like as present a point mm-hmm. or like, I don't know what it is, but it's always the same kind of personality.
It is.
I mean, it truly is. It's the same. It's like, where did Karen get the word? We need to make a word for that.
Yeah. No, and it's actually Heather and I haven't experienced this as well. Just like even on our social media, the people who come at us, like as soon as we're like, okay, we try to be very polite. Like we're not at all attacking. PR. Yeah. We're very like, this is a podcast. So we have to speak from a very like, I don't know. We want this to be fun and be realistic. Like this is our opinion yeah. and we're allowed to share that.
We're not trying to attack.
Yeah, we
people.
Would never want to put somebody down or attack anybody. So when our social media stuff comes around and like someone then attacks us as if we are trying to do that, and we like go to then be like, okay, like let's appropriately respond to this person. And we're like, it's a specific type of person who just attacked us. Like it's the whoa, it's me, like very like we'll attack anybody on anything. Like I could say,
she's also being so kind and not describing them.
I am. I'm trying because I hope people can like be like, I know
she's,
that person.
She's also trying to be PR right now.
Yeah.
And it is literally Jackie and I can describe the person before we even click on their picture.
Yes.
It's the same person every yes. single time. Like it is a type of person.
Yeah. How do we be so PC right now?
It's usually like someone that looks like a gamer,
yeah.
colored hair, piercings, everything's like political on
yes.
their page.
Yes. But they attack everything though. So it's not even yes. just, so they attack us and then they say like, oh, it's because you're a Caucasian middle-aged female with, you know, a husband who has a
nothing.
Job. But they also, they are also middle-aged Caucasian females, but they are like yes. very like radical in like a different way as mm-hmm. just to use it as a standing point to attack Heather and I just for being, I don't know, having an opinion yeah. about, I don't even know what we were talking about in that one piece.
The leashes was a big
one. Oh yeah.
One.
Like we got attacked for.
Try having someone that's nonverbal and can't move.
Yeah. Like my brother is autistic and I'm like, okay, so why would we ever go and like speak poorly about someone who has a disability? Like that's not ever where Heather and I have ever been trying to come from. So then we were just like, awesome. Yeah. Like,
Yeah.
Another middle-aged mother attacking two middle-aged mothers. Like,
no,
it's,
they usually, no, they were all non.
Oh, yeah.
Like, none of them had kids.
Those ones, yes. It was like the 16-year-old gamer boy who was attacking us. And we're like, what? What do you even know about raising children?
It's so funny because it's TikTok is the wildest thing because you have some of the most supportive people on there.
Strangers like who are like our like biggest cheerleaders.
Yes. Strangers that are like, I listen to your podcast every day. Yeah. You know, like I will comment and like on every single one of your posts because I'm here to support you, all that kind of stuff. And then it's like, it's so funny because there's not many people in the middle, or you have the people that are just like, they're also technically supporting you by engaging.
We love it.
But they're
thank
just
you so
like,
much. Even if it's hate, we love it.
I know, but they're just trolls. Yeah. So you have like the super supportive the community that's like, you know, like, yeah, girl, you look so hot. Like, get it, girl. Yeah. And then you have the people that are like, you suck. Yeah. You like the worst human in the world.
Yeah. Yep. Must be nice being a middle-aged white woman. I'm just like, what? You're a middle-aged white woman. Like, what?
We had people on TikTok like, I mean, calling me fat, calling you
both
like,
of us. They called
like,
both of us fat.
You are poor because look how old your iPad is.
Like, yeah.
We do nothing all day.
Yeah, we were folding laundry. Yeah, and they were like, how about you go clean your house? And we're just like, what? Like, literally doing chores. Literally not paying a housekeeper because we were cleaning our house ourselves.
I'm telling you, the 1% in society is loud.
They are very loud, yes.
They just take over.
Yeah. And they're like the ones that, all of society. Yeah, and that's what we see then on social media. So that's what we're seeing right now with a lot of, you know, the stuff that's going viral on TikTok. You know, maybe the no U-turn signs.
The news. The news uses the 1% too.
Exactly. They're not talking about, you know, the normal stuff that's going on, whereas like the actual stuff that we care about. I'm just like, oh, okay. That's why I just ignore it and I just stay in my lane. Same. Like when everyone kept asking me like, oh, what's happening in Los Angeles? I'm like, I don't know. I'm keeping my head down because it has nothing to do with me. Like, and it's not because I don't care about other people's rights. Like, I want everyone to have a nice life. Like, I don't want, you know, gays to be attacked. I don't want veterans to be attacked. Like, I want our homeless to be taken care of. But it's like, I can't physically do anything about it. So I'm just going to like be nice and respectful to everybody around me and stay in my lane. Like, I can't change like, the world. Like, unfortunately.
The changing is like how we live if we all just chose to live better, because these same people that are fighting for the rights and protesting and being on the streets and doing all these things, like they are the same people that are like screaming at people and yelling at people, and you're like, okay,
it doesn't do anything. I don't know if they know that or not. Like, sorry,
you're just gonna get run over. Yeah. Like, that's it.
And then now you're mad at the cops, and I'm just like, okay, like, but like if you had followed the rules, you wouldn't have been run over by a police officer. Like,
yeah, I saw people were like, I saw so many, like, they're like brutal, but you know how you like laugh because it's just like, you just can't.
Yeah. Like, and you're like, okay, did they get up? They didn't die? Okay, we can giggle about it. Like, they're fine.
So DeSantis, like, everyone's like, oh, we need to govern like that, because he was basically like, if these protesters are in your way and they're mobbing you and getting on your car and stuff like that, like, if they get run over,
hit the throttle.
You will not be prosecuted. Yeah. So there's this girl that was like, I don't know. She was on TikTok doing a video, and she's driving, and she's like driving on the road, and she's like, like
imitating
over, like, speed bumps, quote unquote people. And she's like, whatever, they're in my way.
DeSantis said I could.
But it's like, I saw one video where this girl literally got run over. Like, it was like her legs, but she ended up standing up. I'm sure she had a broken leg, but she ended up standing up and everything. So like, she's obviously okay.
Yeah.
But it was like, girl got run over, protester got run over by, you know, rage driver, whatever. And the video was like, this girl got on top of this guy's car in the middle of the street. And he was like, no, like, you can't be doing this. And so anyways, it was like, it should have been that protester attacked car and was standing in the middle of the street.
No, I mean, we teach elementary age children not to go play in the street. Like, cars are in the right of way here. Like, you're going to get hit by a car. So I'm just like, they're not higher than
that. And what is blocking traffic doing for your...
No, because now you're just like causing problems to everyone in that city or that town who was like trying to get to work that day. Like, so I'm just not here for it.
I'm not here for any of it. It's honestly just the world is so chaotic and I'm just like over here like
that. Yeah, that's why like
I'm just gonna live my life and do the best I can in my own home and my friends and my circle and my family.
We're just be nice people in our bubble, and that's all that we can do, like, because I can't change anything. So sorry guys.
No.
Sorry that Millennial Mom Chatter can't change the world for you guys.
I think most people feel like us, like I said.
The normal, like the middle people, you know, where it's like not the 1% we just talked about, the ones who are loud. It's
the 99%.
It's just like the regular folk just sitting in their house folding laundry right now that are just like, yeah, like I see the chaos. I can't do anything about it. So I'm just going to like focus on what I can control. Like,
For sure. These people need to be like shipped off to like third world countries and places that like, you know, are getting bombed or
like a reality check.
Are not being fed and they're out here just protesting for a U-turn sign. But it's like
I still wanna know.
Get a life.
Get a life.
But it's fine. Yeah. So today, will the Karen Reed case come to a close?
I don't know. I feel like the more information that I'm seeing, not even information, like obviously we have a lot of information. We all know. Yeah. And then also I think a lot of people, I'm surprised at the numbers when you like talk to people or you see stats and polls just for funsies that so many people are like, she's not guilty. Because I kind of thought from initially watching the documentary while the case was kind of still ongoing, I was like, oh, okay. Like I can see how people would be both ways. But at the time, most people were like, no, she's guilty. And then now it's almost like the more stuff that has come out, it's like, she's not guilty. And I'm like, oh, like, what is it? Like,
so I'm tripped up with how many people think she's not guilty, because at the end of the day, I understand if they cannot, what's the proper word? Convict her, yes. I guess. Yep. I understand that because you have to suppose, you know, if you actually go properly with this, you know, the how the system works about, you have to be sure without a reason of doubt and all that kind of stuff. So I understand if she can't be convicted.
Yep.
But in my heart of hearts, 100% she did it.
But and what like? But you think though, like it's not manslaughter. Like, what's your kind of like?
No,
it's not premeditated. Like, what's your kind of thought?
I think that she is a crazy person, and I think she was drunk like everyone else there.
Yes.
And I think that she probably, usually people with her personality types are not like kind drunks.
Yeah, they're usually hostile. Like anything could make them erupt, especially with having bevies.
Especially,
and stuff.
Yeah. And I think that she accidentally killed him, whether it be she hit him with a car, whether she had an altercation with him, whatever it may be.
Yep.
I think she had something. She almost, I do believe that she, even though she says she didn't say this, so many people, including the paramedics and everyone that are not friends with these people, also said she said, oh my gosh, did I do it? Because I think she was so drunk. She was in this weird state of like, she wasn't completely blacked out, but she doesn't fully remember.
Yep.
And also, maybe she did think she hit him or something, but she doesn't know she killed him.
Yeah, I mean,
of course. Didn't think she like left him on the. She doesn't think he laid there on the floor dying.
Yes, you know? I think that's like that's where I'm at with it. Is that there was some sort of altercation, and so she maybe hitting him didn't kill him. That wasn't what caused him to cross over. I think the like that was some sort of injury caused him to fall, and then he passed away.
He probably knocked out and froze.
Yeah.
I mean, like. So I do think that she did kill him. I don't think it was a premeditated thing.
Absolutely.
I think it was kind of like an accidental. I was drunk. I was upset. We had some kind of altercation, whatever it is. So I do think she did kill him. I do think she is guilty. And I think she knows she's guilty. That's why it kind of irks me how she acts. Like it in her guilt kind of really, I think, is shown when she has nothing's about her being sad or like upset she lost. Like, I would be super sad and upset if people genuinely thought I killed
my boyfriend,
like, who I really loved.
Yeah.
And there was never like, I'm sad he's gone, or it's just everything's like a smirk and like a high five. We got this. And I just don't like that. Like, I don't know.
I think it started. I think she was sad in the beginning because they talked about how she wanted to go see the kids. And then the family immediately was like, no, we're going to take the kids. Like, so I think that was her moment of grief. And then I think the fan club all of a sudden kind of like took over, and that blew up her head. So I think she didn't even have a chance to kind of process it, like, you know, the stages of shock and grief, where like a normal person would have been like, I'm just depressed because I lost my boyfriend, therefore I lost the kids, I lost all my friends and family.
I mean, I think she was a little sad, but
and I think now it's just she's loving the fan. like base that she has, well, and the attention, like.
And she's just focused on like, how do I clear my name?
Yes. Yeah. So I think like it's, you know, to me, she is definitely like a very like aggressive and like very spunky, and like the way that she behaves in the courtroom as well as walking in when they show her. It's not how I would have thought a woman who just lost her boyfriend would act, but it matches her personality. She's a very rough around the edge city girl, like from the upper Northeast. Like it just matches what I would expect, but it doesn't look good. Like you said, it makes her look even more guilty.
Even if you feel like on the inside, don't show that.
Yeah. Like try to like, just like even fake a tear, just anything to kind of make it look a little bit more genuine. I don't know. It just, it's not looking good. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm just like hung up on all the other stuff. Like, so yes, her behavior makes her look guilty, but like then all the other stuff for me is where I'm just like, ooh, I'm a little torn. Like when the jury was like conflicted, I'm like, I see how they could have been conflicted.
I see why. Yeah. I see why. And I think what ended up happening, she did it by accident. Mm-hmm. I think these people thought that she was not going to be, there was not enough evidence. Mm-hmm. They're cops, right?
Yeah.
I think they thought there wasn't going to be enough evidence to prove it was her. And I think they spiraled down a role of trying to prove her guilty, like in planting evidence or doing things that ended up leading it to, because if they didn't do any of that, she would have just been found guilty, I think.
Yeah, because that's why we're hung up. Yeah, that's why that's why we're all like questioning it, is because of all of their things that they did. Had they just been like, you know, they came over, they had one drink, they were fighting the whole time, they're being really annoying, we just told them to leave, but we don't really know what happened, didn't get rid of the dog, didn't get rid of the phones and the SIM cards, I think we all would have been like, oh, they're not involved, they're just the friends. Like, but the fact that they kept doing like really silly things, like all the text messages, getting rid of stuff very randomly around the same time, like I'm just like, you guys aren't making yourselves look real good right now.
And the phone thing is, to me, is like, yes, it can be sketchy, but at the same time, they are cops. So it has nothing, like it can, I'm not saying it for sure is, but it can have nothing to do with the case.
Yes.
They didn't want them to be caught on, maybe he's selling drugs, maybe he does something inappropriate at work, maybe he,
which we know whatever is true, because that one investigator was totally sketch and texting with Karen himself. Like, so it's just like, that's not out of bounds.
I think it was to cover him being caught as a cop and losing his job and all that stuff. I don't know how much I believe it was just
related to this case. But also, like, I just think the timeline, I didn't want to be caught. I just think the way they went about it. So to drive to a military base, to throw a separate phone and SIM card, where like in your mind, you're like, I'm doing the right things. And to separate those two is not what a normal person would do. I would never, I'm a normal person. I would never think to separate my stuff and go like explicitly.
No, he's definitely guilty of something.
So I'm just like, you shouldn't have done it then. Like, could you have waited and just hid that in your dresser, bought a new phone, and then threw it in the dumpster a year later, where it doesn't seem like it's attached to the case?
Bro, put it in your yard.
Yeah, and bury it. I don't know. Like, I don't, just anything. Like, the whole act of, like, separating a SIM card, going to a military base, putting one in the dumpster and the other over here. I was just like, you shouldn't have done that. Because now we got eyes on you.
So there's, there's a bunch of sketch stuff. Yeah. But I do believe she's guilty at the end of the day.
I just think it's such a weird, like, I'm one of the people that's torn. I think she caused him to then fall into the snow and eventually to pass away. But I don't know what the verdict should be for that, where it's an accidental death.
That's what I'm saying, is at the end of the day, you do at the core think like she caught on the side that she did.
So I think they had some sort of altercation. He fell.
Yeah, I think so too.
But he wasn't dead. I don't think she didn't do anything to cause him to die. I think it's like she hit him with a car, or she punched him, or she pushed him. He fell into the snowdrift, blackout drunk, passed out, hit his head, whatever. Like those were like the trickle down effect of like how he ended up passing away. But I'm just like, is it then where she's not found guilty and then it's an accidental death? Or like, is this just a, I don't know what that looks like. So that's why I'm so curious.
I think it's like a form of manslaughter, like a accidental manslaughter. Like it can be under something. And I think that's what she should be charged with. But I understand if she's let go because of the, you know, the doubt.
Yes. They're like the jury going to be able to like find without a reasonable doubt, 100% guilty. Like, and I think we might see that it's, I don't know if it's going to be 100%.
I think I think the jury is going to think what we think. I think they're going to think she did it, and it's just a really bad scenario in case. But can they convict her?
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to come down to, which is going to be pretty interesting to see. Because it's like, usually we don't get these cool, like, modern day crime things where, like, it's ongoing now. Like, we usually are watching something that's taken place, like, years ago. So it's kind of cool that we're, like, getting the technology and stuff. The only thing I'm so annoyed by, I'm like, did no one in this neighborhood have Ring cameras?
Yeah, what is going on?
I'm like, we all have Ring cameras now, so I'm just like, what was the vibe in this neighborhood? Just because it's a cop?
Just her
Ring camera at her house when they were like walking back in, and they're all laughing because they're all drunk and stuff, and I'm just like, and then the backing out of the driveway,
and
like,
that to me is also sketch. Like, yo, she didn't even try to turn.
Well,
like,
yeah,
she was just like, boom.
Yeah, but also, like, it does add a little bit of, like, you know, pizzazz to where, like, this evidence is all very different. Like, nothing in the evidence is perfect, I don't think. Mm-mm. Like,
no,
not, we can't pinpoint one specific thing besides his body laying in a snowdrift. That's the only thing that's
it's
black and white. Like, yes, he was there,
and that's the where the body thing was that's black and white is her behavior.
Yes,
it's like, if I really thought, where's my boyfriend? Yep. He hasn't showed up, all this kind of stuff, I would have, like, ran into their house, been calling them, like, where is he? Have you seen him? Have you done anything? Like, she didn't even contact him. She didn't go in their house and be like, what happened to him?
I think she was definitely, like drunk, mad girlfriend, like, at that point. Like, we've already reached that point.
Even in the morning, though?
Well, no, like, at night still.
No, I'm talking about when she drove next day, back. Yeah. When you see him dead on the floor, I would have been banging on there and be like, he is dead outside. Yeah. What happened to him? Did you see him leave? Like, no, and also it's sketch how she also found him, but
like, whatever. But she went back exactly with, like, was it Jennifer, and then I don't remember the other lady's name, but, like, when they all went back, you could tell in the Ring camera footage of them walking up the driveway to be like, hey, let's go back in the house and make sure he's not just, like, sleeping in bed somewhere. Like, they're all laughing.
They were driving in the morning when they went to find him. They were driving in a snowstorm at night, like, it's dark, and she's just like, there he is, and I'm like, he's covered in snow in a corner of the like, what? She wouldn't have seen him.
No.
She knew he was
but
there.
I also think, like, the other people were being sketched too, though, because, like, they were all, like, trying to avoid sounding like they were even hanging out together. So when they said, like, let's just go back to the house and see if he, like, before they found him in the snowdrift, like, when they were still, like, walking in the house, and they're like, he's probably just sleeping on the couch. He's passed out drunk or whatever. And I'm like, you guys were already acting like you hadn't been together all night. Like, we're already, like, starting this. And I'm just like, it was three drunk women walking around looking for a sleeping man in a house. And I'm like, you all were already acting suspicious. Like, so I don't know. It's hard then to, like, be like, okay. And then 5 minutes later they drove and Karen's like, oh, there he is. And I'm just like, they were already being weird. Like, the group of people.
But it's also weird that she contacted, like, if I needed to go back to the house to find him, I'm not calling two other people and waking them up.
I think did they go back to sleep, though? I don't even know. Like, Jennifer.
No, she called them and picked them up at their houses to then
to
find
go
him.
Back. Yeah. That's and then they're like, let's go back to your house. Yeah.
That, why would she not just drive back there herself?
To that one
why
police officer's
calling,
house.
Yeah. Why are you calling two people, picking them up, wasting time to then go? Like, I think it was a cover-up thing to seem like she's not guilty. That's what I think. Yeah. I think she thought in her mind, I could have killed him.
Like, she was worried.
She said.
Yeah.
She was worried I could have killed him. Yeah. And, or I could have, you know, he's missing or whatever, and it's my fault. And, like, I need to look.
Maybe my friends will be like, no, don't you remember? Like, you know, this is what you guys did or whatever. Like, where then you can kind of piece together what happened last night. Yeah, for sure. I could see that.
For sure.
Or, like, the support of your friends and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you look less guilty, like, being so worried with your friends. Yeah. Anyways. We'll see what happens with that. I think that today will be the day, maybe.
No, also, I just don't like that group of friends. Like, they all sound like bad people. I think she should. I hope she's not friends with any of them anymore, because they all suck. And
I mean, she doesn't seem great either.
No, but I'm saying, like, that group of people, like, the texting and the infidelity and just, like, the way that they acted and immediately, like, one-sided themselves, were like, oh, we never saw that. I'm like, you guys just admit that you were drunk. Like, we already know you were drunk driving. You got wasted at the bar. And they even said that, like, we do this all the time, or, you know, when they all get together and do this. And I'm just like, okay, like, you already put yourselves in this situation. Like, we saw it on the bar footage. Like, who are you trying to fool right now? So I'm just like, you guys are just, like, a bad group of people. Like, I don't want to be your friend.
I think they all panicked.
Yes, they did, for sure.
And they chose the wrong.
Yeah, they're like, oh, crap. Like, we're all doing things. Decisions. And we're all drunk driving. And we're all doing this every weekend. Like, we don't want to be involved. So let's just pretend this is all, like, over here. So it's a very weird one. Very different. Not your typical, like situation at all.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
But it makes for good TV.
I know we're going to see this. Did you see the, which we kind of know this happens, but did you see the 800 babies found in Ireland?
No.
Oh yeah. So you've heard of the whole, these like Catholic houses, like back in the day when they were like teen moms and they hid them and made them like deliver babies. You've heard of this, right?
Is this like The Handmaid's
Tale? No, it's kind of like, it was just, they were like, it was this Catholic church nuns. They would have, you know, these girls go to these houses when they were not unmarried and young teenage and they got pregnant. And so they would kind of hide them.
Okay.
And they would deliver the baby. And usually they were said they were put up for adoption. Well, a lot of these, I think they were found in Ireland, Hungary. Okay. There were places here too. And a lot of times they just killed the babies. And so they found 800 in a sewer.
Oh my gosh. Yesterday. That's awful. No, I hadn't heard that.
And so there's going to be a documentary on it, guaranteed, because that's wild.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because it happened, apparently, like a lot of people in the comments were like, that happened in my country. They just found it a few years ago. Like it's all these like, you know, nun houses, I guess you could say.
And they think that they're called. I'm sure the women at the time when they're told this, they're like, I'm making the right choice for like my religion and my life. Well, they were kind of like
forced into it.
Yeah, where it's like, this baby's going to be, I'm underage. I can't take care of this baby myself. The baby's going to have a better life because the nuns are going to take, or, you know, whoever the people are that are doing this are taking the baby to have a better life. So in their mind, they're thinking they're making the right choice, which I feel like I would have, as a 16-year-old, I would have thought the same thing. I'm like, I'm making.
Well, not, and they're almost forced into it because of their parents and stuff like that. And because they're underage, or like 16, they're forced to kind of listen to what their parents says. Yeah. And there also is a lot of guilt and shunning with it. So it was sad.
That is really sad.
But on a lighter note,
here's us just standing in our life.
This is a wild episode, but it's fine. It's just like, you know, we've determined, which please let us know, actually. Yeah. We've actually seen that our best episodes are when we don't have an agenda like today and we don't have a guest. So let us know what you like. Yeah. What topics.
What do you guys want from
whether
us?
Whether you like guests. What do you want from us? Because the analytics show that you just like hearing us ramble.
Yeah, apparently.
With we no would agenda. Never guess. So,
yeah, we're always constantly trying to come up with very relevant topics for you guys. You know, like really like thought-provoking things, as well as like really like good guests where you feel like you're getting something from it. And then here we are looking at our analytics, like Heather said, and it's like, oh, oopsie daisies, like you actually like it when we just ramble.
When we're like, oh my god, camp's terrible.
Look at our lives.
But as always, please like, subscribe. It's so easy to rate us on whatever platform you are. It's literally, you just click 5 stars or whatever you want to rate us. I mean, you shouldn't rate us less than that, but it's okay if you want to.
Any engagement is just better than no
engagement. Any engagement has been, So go ahead and click. It takes 1 second to rate it. And we will chat next week.
Bye.